I want to ask the question about Christmas. What is achieved? What's its significance? We take clues from the cards we get. Shepherds in the field. Angels announcing a message. But what are they saying? Fear not, for I bring you good tidings of great joy which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord. When we think of meeting God, we can be afraid. But now there is a way for that fear to be overcome. When what the angels had to say had tremendous significance and relevance to all peoples, fear replaced with joy. But how does that happen? Through the birth of Jesus Christ as our Saviour. Over Christmas, we'll shut down for a few days, temporary relief from the routines of life and living and work. But they must get back to face these routines all over again in January. The peace is temporary, transient. It fades away as New Year runs on. But the message of the birth of Jesus, our Saviour, is not limited to a few days in the year. When we know him, the joy he gives covers the rest of our lives and even extends out into that last enemy, death itself, and all that lies on the other side of it. The purpose of his life was to set out right from the very start, and he stuck to it despite every diversion or distraction. We're told he set his face steadfastly to fulfill what his life was to achieve. At his birth, he is called Jesus. With this explanation, he shall save his people from their sins. So this joy to the world is based on the realization that man is in a mess of his own making, a mess he cannot get out of. But God sent his own Son, Jesus, to do what we cannot do. Jesus is called the Prince of Peace. That peace is not something around us, but something we can have in our soul. There is a rest, a peace, a confidence that all the weight on our conscience, all the wrong things in our lives have been dealt with. We cannot fully understand the joy of the Christmas message until we link in with the Easter message, because it is through the death of Jesus on the cross that the joy spoken by the angel becomes ours. We can rest easy in our souls only as we trust in Jesus. In the midst of all the extra activities just now, with all the plans and the hopes we might have, it is good to ask a simple question. Do we know this Prince of Peace whose coming is spoken of by the angel, and whose name so much is done? Does the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ thrill us as much as it thrilled the angels who spoke of it? Enjoy your time.